Next item is conditional use number 2389 AWH Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend an approval of conditional use 2389 for AWH Properties LLC for a commercial storage facility including outdoor RV and boat storage and an office within the AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks approval for an RV and boat storage facility on approximately 6.95 acres. Two, the location is within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of use can be appropriate in this area according to the plan. Three, the site is in the vicinity of several areas that had developed with commercial and residentially zoned properties. This includes property in the area with HR, high density zoning, GR, general residential zoning, AR1 zoning, and multi-business and commercial zoning districts. This use is compatible with the surrounding uses and zoning. Four, there is a need for the use proposed by the applicant in this area of Sussex County. There are many nearby residential developments that prohibit storage or parking of boats and RVs within them. This is an appropriate, convenient location that addresses the need for off-site storage of their boats and RVs. Five, the applicant has stated that access will be limited and will be controlled by key cards. As a result, the use will not have a substantial impact on area roadways. DelDOT has also stated that the use will have a diminutive impact on roadways. Six, the project with the conditions and stipulations imposed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or communities. Seven, the use is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of residents in this area of Sussex County. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Nine, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to storage of boats and RVs, a 2,500 square foot storage building, and a 576 square foot office building. No other storage of vehicles or equipment shall occur on the site. B, the facility shall only be accessible from 6 a.m. until dusk, and access to the site shall be locked to prevent after-hours access. C, the perimeter of the site shall be fenced with a 6-foot-high fence that screens the property from neighboring and adjacent properties and roadways. In addition, there shall be a landscape berm along the property's road frontage. The details of this berm shall be shown on the final site plan. D, no sales or maintenance of boats or RVs shall occur on this site. E, all security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, any wetlands shall be delineated on the final site plan, and there shall be a 25-foot buffer from those wetlands. G, the site will be served with public sanitary sewer via a connection to the Sussex County Regional Wastewater Transmission Treatment and a Disposal Unified District Facilities. The applicant shall complete with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. H, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas of parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the property itself. There shall be no parking within the property setbacks. I, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practice. J, the use shall be subject to all DelDOT requirements regarding the entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. K, no hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the property other than what may be in the tanks of the boats or RVs located on the site. L, one lighted site shall be permitted on the site. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. M, no junk or unregistered boats, boat trailers, or RVs shall be stored on the site. N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2389 AWH Properties LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions in my motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.